The Chris and Steph Podcast.
We love covering wedding type stories and stuff like that. Interesting one now. A couple have been slammed online after they tried to crowdfund their dream Italian wedding, trying to raise almost $10,000 to pay for the wedding.
Oh, were they? Why were they in need of such money? Were they heroes of some description? Had they volunteered a lot of time? Were they, you know, pillars of the community?
Well,
why would people be, like, giving them their money?
I don't know. The British pair Hannah Louise Miel and Jack Dudley asked the public to cough up thousands so they can get married, blah, 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 blah.
But why would they expect anyone to pay for them? That's what I can't understand.
Well, they only managed to raise and get this $91. They only made $91 of the $10,000 they were looking for after a huge amount, more than 500 responses.
Backlash.
Slamming it.
I bet.
So a lot of people not liking the idea of crowdfunding someone's wedding.
Yep, no, I don't think that's a good idea at all. It'd be interesting, like, I guess if they asked their friends for it and said, look, instead of a wedding gift, we would like you to help contribute to our wedding.
Yeah.
Or instead of engagement gifts or whatever else, maybe you could ask friends for it, but crowdfunding.
But also, too, maybe if it wasn't a destination wedding.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to fly or catch the tube or whatever or, you know, go.
Oh, look, if you said Hannah was a local hero. Hannah had won award for being this, you know, local hard worker who volunteered her time to sick children and she did all the rounds. You know, she was this real pillar in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could understand the community saying, we want Hannah to have the most amazing romantic wedding because she's found the love of her life.
Yep.
I get that to an extent, but just being like, we want to get married in Italy.
Well, here's their backstory.
Nothing is free, folks.
Just scrolling into the story a bit more. But she works for an animal charity.
Oh.
And explained online how it was tough when her partner was away at sea as a Royal Navy submarine chief and described her intense admiration for her partner's incredibly selfless volunteering to serve in Afghanistan in 2012.
Okay, so they were...
So you could see maybe...
Yeah, I could sort of see maybe that the community would want to help them out, but... I don't think you can crowdfund a wedding. I think you just, especially a destination wedding.
Destination wedding.
Had they asked people to help them out, you know, raise $2,000 for a wedding in their backyard.
In their hometown.
Yeah.
You know, nice. you think they could get away with that? Not sure what they're going to spend the $91 on now, but maybe that can serve as a deposit.
Or extra leg room if they book a flight.
Yes, maybe. Good question. Time now to get a little angry.
The complaints hotline.
Hello.
Thank you for your call. Your call is important to us. We will get to you shortly.
Okay, time to ring and have a whinge, 13, 12, 16. Something to get off your chest. You can do that now by calling in and telling us what's grinding your goat today.
Like
the complaints hotline. What's grinding your goat, Steph?
Okay, so what's grinding my goat at the moment is that someone has taken to drinking my coffee. In the sort of communal area.
Oh, no.
Staff room. My coffee... I think, I'm pretty sure, or I'm just losing it, is it being drunk by someone that is not me?
How on earth do you know, or what evidence have you built up to suggest that someone is stealing your coffee?
It's a good question, Chris. That is a very good question. So last week, let me begin, was one day I came into work and my coffee was not in its secret hiding place. So I put it in a secret spot and it lives there. And it was not in its secret hiding place last week. It was in the general cupboard where general items go.
Really?
Which
taken it from its hidey spot and put it...
Which isn't that hidden. Like, it's not, like, an actual hidden spot. It's just, like, a spot where no one else's stuff is.
Yeah, which you wouldn't find it unless you were looking for it.
Yeah, or unless you've seen me make it from there.
Okay.
Yeah, the plot thickens. Then today I make my coffee, right?
Yep.
And there's hardly any coffee in there. And I'm sure I'm not going through... you know, $12 worth of coffee a week. Like, I can't be drinking that much coffee. I probably am. But, you know, like, I can't be drinking that much. But when I make my coffee didn't smell like caramel.
Because you have your caramel coffee.
I make a hint of caramel coffee.
And I must say, you do. You make it. You bring it in the studio.
The whole studio smells...
pungent.
Beautifully like caramel.
Caramel.
I think someone's topped it up with, like, their normal brand one.
They've diluted it.
I think so.
So they've done the old...
I think they're like the guilt.
I'm going to take mum and dad's special bottle of whatever and then refill it with tea afterwards.
Yes.
Maybe something like that.
Something like that. I am quite convinced of it.
So it's...
not on.
It's not intense. No, it's not smelling of caramel. It's in a different location. Someone's obviously watered down your coffee and has been using it regularly.
I think so. Mm. Or I'm just completely like...
losing the
plot. Like I come in and I'm like, would I put it there? And I was like, I would never put it in the spot that I wouldn't normally put it.
Exactly.
I'm a creature of habit. I wouldn't do these things.
Do you have a short list of suspects yet? Do you know, do you know where your inquiry should be directed?
No, I've got to leave it with me. I am sort of piecing together pieces of the puzzle.
I get that. When you have stuff at work, you got your food, your whatever. Actually, that reminds me, I haven't labelled my food in the fridge for a week now. I probably should do that because people will use it.
Because everyone loves lactose-free milk. Everyone's like, oh, my tummy gets upset. I'll drink Chris's lactose-free milk.
What can I say? I'm a hard man who needs hard milk, lactose-free milk. 13, 12, 16. What's grinding your goat today? Tell us on the complaints line right now what is upsetting you, and you can have a free whinge on the air. Let everyone know what's upsetting you.
Yes, do it. Yes. It makes you feel better. You do feel better after a good complaint.
I can't wait to see if that investigation continues and who the culprit could be.
Mm.
Will there be a lineup in the meeting room? I'll draw the lines on the wall and you can just do a usual suspects kind of...
We have CCTV around.
Oh, we do too. We could do that. Let's go to the monitors after this. 13, 12, 16, complaints hotline. What do you want to ring and complain about? Do it now.
Complaints hotline.
Hello? Thank you for your call. Your call is important to us. We will get to you shortly.
A few short moments ago, Steph confessed that someone looks like they may be stealing her coffee. We suspect.
We have no hard evidence other than
solid leads.
Is most definitely moving my coffee.
Because it's not where you leave it.
It's not where I leave it. Mm. So it has been moved. I have hard evidence of that. It not being in the same place as I put it. But I do not have hard evidence to if it has been consumed. However, I did express that this morning, I did believe that my coffee had less caramel flavour than it should do.
Because it's a caramel coffee. That's the significant part of the story. Steph loves caramel coffee. Go and buy your jar of that. And it just, like, the aroma, very strong.
But no aroma this morning. I think someone sort of, you know, watered it down almost to an extent with another kind of coffee.
Yeah. So they've weakened the blend, as it were, and it's becoming quite obvious that that's not the same coffee that you bought.
Exactly.
13, 12, 16. Things you want to complain about. I think we've got this morning Ricky. Ricky on 13, 12, 16. What do you want to whinge about?
Last night I had done a big cook-up. I was going to be really healthy, did all the meal prep, had it all laid out, took Snapchat.
Priorities.
I got to work this morning and I've left my lunch on the bench.
Oh no.
Just a solid bravo to that. Yeah. That's good work.
Oh, darling. Especially like Sunday night meal prep, like you're probably like, tomorrow's the day that I start my healthy journey, you know, like Monday morning, show up and you've forgotten your lunch.
I'm going to have a burger for lunch.
Yeah, you do that. Do you that. Deserve it.
Yeah, that's what I do every day.
Just anyway. Rebel.
Yeah, just I'm rebel rebelling against, constantly. Yeah. So
I tried, it failed. I'll move on.
Well, so you're just canning it there. You're not going to push it back to next week or anything?
No, I really tried.
Bravo. I gave it a good run for this week and it failed.
Yeah,
so
you have the Snapchat anyway. If you Snapchatted it, like you pretty much did it. No one has to know that you didn't do it.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, just move on quietly now. There's no real problem with that. You've tried it, didn't work. Leave it, move on.
There's a great little video going around the internet at the moment of a girl who's trying to do her meal prep and she gets it all set up and it's got kale and everything in it and then she just orders a pizza and puts a slice of pizza in each one and I'm like, oh, meal prep.
That's what it means. I like that. I can relate to that. Yeah, because you get 8 meals out of it because 8 slices of pizza.
Exactly.
7:15. Thank you for that, Ricky, Chris and Steph, to get you up. Now, next on Hit, the science around sleeping with your pooch. With your puppy dog.
Yeah, whether it's good or bad or what's the go behind it.
We'll find out soon. That's next on Hit. Chris and Steph. Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
When there's groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers. Cane toads in half.
This is Steph's Super Science-y Segment.
And today's topic.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Sleeping with dogs in the bed.
Ooh.
Now, it's something every dog owner has always known. However, now we have some science to back us up.
Right, okay.
Sleeping with a dog in the room is not bad for a night's rest. In fact, it can be very good for a night's rest.
That's not in the bed, that's in the room, is it?
In the room.
Okay.
Yes. So right. This research is coming out of the Mayo Clinic in the US, and they have shown how 40 healthy adults
yes.
Maintain a good sleep efficiency while sleeping with their dogs in the room.
Would that be put down to a feeling of safety, protection, that the dog would wake if there was an intruder or a fire or something like that and will wake you up?
You are spot on.
Yes.
Researchers put this down to the security a dog owner feels that when their four-legged guardian is nearby.
Yep.
So all participants wore, you know, monitors and whatnot whilst they slept to check their sleep activity. And none of the puppies were younger than 6 months old. Now, the research, it's only been published this month, found that the participants spent on average around 475 minutes in bed, around 100 minutes of sleep, and showed around 81% of sleep efficiency. So that's pretty high. A total of people spent 71 minutes awake after the initial onset of sleep, and so on and so forth. So it gave you all like the stats of what it can do.
Yeah.
But not only does it make you feel secure, but the other thing that they said is a lot of pet owners feel quite a lot of guilt if they work a full-time job and don't get to spend much time with their pets. So they have this sort of gnawing sense of guilt if their dog's locked in a laundry or lounge
I should
room
spend
or out
some
the
time.
Back.
No, yeah. Nothing says quality time with a loved one like, I'll be asleep over here, you stay in the same room as me.
Well, it's really good. Well, dogs have been proven to make you calm and everything,
yes.
And, you know, reduce stress. So it's not surprising that they would help you sleep.
I'm just saying, it's a bit of a cop-out for the dog. Like, my owner's been away all day. They want to spend quality time with me. Look, they're asleep. I've got to sit
dogs
here like I've been sitting
snuggles.
Down all day. I haven't been doing anything at all because my owner hasn't been here. Now they are here. Now they're asleep. And what am I meant to do?
No, they don't
guard
think
them?
Like that. Yes, they love to guard you and be in your presence.
They do. They enjoy being in your presence.
A happy dog will sleep 16 to 18 hours a day.
You're kidding.
Now, that shows signs of a happy dog is a dog who sleeps a lot.
That's a lot of sleep.
Yeah. That's what dogs like to do. They sleep. And a happy dog and a comfortable dog will do that. As a dog who has anxiety issues and is missing their owner will do things like tear things apart and be running around and be constantly awake.
How many hours was that?
16 to 18.
Cat's 23, I hear.
That's probably spot
on. 23 hours a day they spend sleeping and demanding stuff. That's interesting. So basically, you feel safer, better night's sleep, have a dog in the room with you.
Yep.
Brilliant. Like it.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
A very sad story to start trending with first. Kevin Hart, comedian, actor, has confessed to cheating on his pregnant wife.
Oh, gosh.
This is a terrible story. According to TMZ, a woman has come forward saying that she has videos of Hart cheating on his wife with another woman and demanding payment in order to stop their release. The videos apparently, according to this pedestrian.tv article that I'm reading from, aren't explicit but show suggestive conduct. And rather than paying up, Kevin Hart's decided to own up.
Yep.
Releasing a confession. Now, this is just part of it from his Instagram video.
At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes. And in this particular situation, that's what was attempted. I said I'd rather fess up to my mistakes.
Now, he does so in, I think it's about 2-3 minute video that you can watch on Instagram. There is a heartfelt apology there, and it's just a... There's so many elements of it that it's a terribly sad. So
hard looking at celebrity lives when we know too much. Like, it's like, you know, that's just someone's relationship.
Also trending now.
Yeah, I've got some brighter news for you. Today is actually National Cheeseburger Day.
National Cheeseburger Day,
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Let it rain.
So to celebrate, Macca's are doing us a total solid and giving away a massive 100,000 cheeseburgers.
You're kidding.
With any purchase through their My Macca's app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently all you do is you make an order with the app, then you get a voucher for the cheeseburger waiting at the My Rewards section is how it all goes down. There's T's and C's and between certain times and while stocks last.
International or just a national?
Just National Cheeseburger Day.
In Australia.
in Australia, it is National Cheeseburger Day. It's the day everybody gets to celebrate the cheeseburger.
Good, great. One of the best hamburgers out there, the original cheeseburger. Mm.
Cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers.
Even for brekkie. Love one for brekkie.
Yeah.
Good way to start the day. I'm just thinking of cheeseburgers now, really.
Yeah, go cheeseburger. I do love cheeseburgers, and it is International Cheeseburger Day, National Cheeseburger Day, sorry. So it's almost like maybe we should have one.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, is it cheat day too? I think it's cheat day.
Oh, they're a snack. They're tiny. They're just little cheeseburgers.
You'll find more of what's trending online with Scoopla at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes. There's more right there. However, trends you regret. Let's do trends you regret now on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a chat about that. If you will go with me on a journey here, I found something on Facebook the other day that really threw me.
Oh, what was it?
JHD, the people who bring us the best hair straighteners around.
Oh, yeah.
Have re-released, they're not calling it this, but it is essentially a crimping iron.
Oh, the old crimper.
Yes, which, you know, children of the 90s, early 2000s would know crimping hair was like the thing to do.
And that makes it all wavy and crinkly.
You're all over this,
Chris. I knew it. Yeah, I was a kid of the 90s. I know what crimpers are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we loved our crimped hair.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Aguilera sort of was rocking a lot of the crimped hair in the heyday. Yeah, in Lady Marmalade, I think she had the crimped hair. My favourite Barbie had crimped hair. Like, that was the thing to do.
But you regret it now? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it's one of those things that I never thought would ever come back. And that's what I want to do on 13, 12, 16 this morning, is ask what trends are you afraid might come back? Whether it's, you know, something as simple as a crimp iron, or maybe, like me, you were someone who wore blue eyeshadow with red lipstick when you started going out. You know?
Oh, that's a bad,
bad
thing.
I mean, girls everywhere will holler and say, you know what, my 2000 eyebrows were like the skinniest little like squiggles you've ever imagined. Like skinny, teeny, tiny eyebrows, and now thick eyebrows are in, and you're like, how am I ever going to grow out these caterpillars?
All right, trends you regret or trends you hope that will never come back. 13, 12, 16, if you've got one you want to share. This morning, 13, 12, 16, trends you hope never return or trends you regret.
Yeah, scrolling through Facebook last week, I realised that the hair crimper is back. It's back in vogue. People want crimped hair now.
Is that a thing?
That's apparently a thing, which I'm not totally opposed to, but it's just one of those things that you never imagined would sort of circle back into fashion.
Why not? Wasn't the crimping thing a big look back in the 90s? Or
yeah, and sort of that 2000 time, but it just, to me, like it looks old, like old-fashioned, like it looks like what was in then. Like, do you know what I mean?
But everything retro is new again.
It's new again, I know, I know. So crimping is back in, you know. I said that my eyebrows were just plucked to nothing when I was in high school. Like, they were so skinny, and you would put your foundation all over them. You could hardly see anything. You sort of looked a bit alien-esque when you
had
such small eyebrows. And that was the thing. That was what was popular. When I started going out, I wore blue eyeshadow and red lipstick. These things we do.
Where's that Steph?
Where is that Steph now? That is a very good question. She's long gone. 13, 12, 16. What I want to know, fashion trends. Do you have a couple that you regret? Do you look at photos and you think, ugh, what was I doing?
We've got Sandra on 13, 12, 16. Tell us about your fashion trend that you regret or you hope doesn't come back. What is it?
Leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Oh, like Xanadu. Remember Xanadu movie?
Some of us do, yes.
So you're a girl, a child of the 80s, were you?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So just the leg warmers or the scrunchies, the fluoros?
Scrunchies were good, but then there was also those bubble skirts. You know those, they when you put them on, they puffed out really, really big?
Yep, in like a parachute material or?
Pretty much, that's it, yeah. And polka dot ones. I remember I always wore the polka dot ones.
How many of these things do you still own? Is there any of these still in the wardrobe?
No, they have gone.
Well, long gone by now, long gone. Good stuff. All right, thank you for that, Sandra. You said the scrunchie in there too.
Scrunchie in there.
That's something that I didn't realise this scrunchie had died a slow death. I said scrunchie to someone the other day. They looked at me in just horror.
Yes,
scrunchies aren't a thing,
scrunchies,
Chris.
Scrunchies aren't a thing.
When did they disappear?
Probably 1996.
What was the difference between a scrunchie and a regular hairband? They were like...
Scrunchies like the big...
fluffy fabric or something.
Yeah, the big fabric ones that are sort of gathered with the elastin.
Right, okay. So that's a scrunchie, because I'd been saying, you know, your elastic hairbands, I'd been calling them scrunchies. There's your scrunchie.
No, you're really outdated.
That's an elastic. Yeah. I get it now. Scrunchie's gone. They're done. Like 20 years ago, no more.
Yeah, pretty much. But they'll probably come back around. That's what I was like with your crimped hair. You may as well chuck a scrunchie to keep it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and buy some today.
Trending now at hip.com.au. One, two, three. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
Okay.
I'm going to put a graphic warning on this story as well before I jump into it. You would have seen it on Facebook, on the socials, pretty much everywhere across the weekend. It has been haunting us.
Yeah.
The news that has been circulating about former AFL star Campbell Brown's father-in-law.
Yes.
Now, his name's Tom, and he has an elderly chihuahua named Sable. Now,
Sable.
Sable's a gorgeous little chihuahua, Sable. Little black tiny chihuahua. However, this week, Sable, for the second time, has chewed off Tom's right big toe.
For the second time, he's chewed off the toe.
For the second time. Well, now he's gone to the other toe.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, why Tom didn't feel this is what a lot of people are asking. Tom does suffer diabetes, so he has very low sensitivity in his feet. He lets the dog sleep in the bed.
Or no sensitivity.
Yes. He lets the dog sleep in the bed. And, I mean, this happened 2 years ago, and he continued to let the dog stay in the bed even after 2 years ago when the dog did this already once.
No, get rid of it. Go.
The toe's gone. Like, it's completely gnawed off. They called the ambulance, and, like, the first time they called the ambulance, went to hospital, and this second time he's actually had his big toe amputated. Completely what was left of it.
But so he continued, even after the first time, he continued to let that dog sleep in the bed with him.
Two large toes down, big toes down.
Get rid of the dog.
Well,
I'm sorry, make the call, or otherwise you're not going to get up tomorrow. The dog's going to have consumed you from head to toe.
I
know it's a chihuahua.
Can I give you my take on this? Because I'm pro dogs and, you know, I love puppies. So what I think the dog's actually a bit of a saviour. The dog has a bit of a hero complex. So the man has numb feet, so he doesn't have circulation in his feet, so they're pretty much dead, like is how they would smell, they'd be rotting. The chihuahua probably thought that he was helping his owner by removing any dead flesh.
It's not dead or dying, he just has low sensitivity.
No, he's like there's no circulation or anything to them. I think he's like, I think the chihuahua is trying to help.
No, not in the slightest. The chihuahua is an evil pet.
I don't
it's not,
agree.
That is not the case whatsoever.
Mind you, after even it happened know why he would continue to put the dog in the bed with him of a night.
Or have it in the house, or have it in the yard, or have it in the same continent.
His wife shares the bed as well. Like, it's the chihuahua down in the bed,
okay.
Gnawing on his feet.
She hasn't eaten any of his toes, so she can stay in the bed, quite frankly. I get rid of the dog. Like,
it's the most terrifying story on the internet over the weekend.
And the pictures...
too graphic.
If you want to find out more, we do have it on
our Scoop
website.
Page at hip.com.au. But be warned.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't quite prepared for it. I'm someone who's always like, gruesome, yeah. But I was not prepared for the gorgeous photo of the little chihuahua smiling up at the camera being like, oh, look, I'm Sable. Look how cute I am.
Oh, evil little black eyes of death
and
staring at you.
Yeah, then the photo of the toe, and I thought,
no, mate. Couldn't do it. The dog would have to be adopted out.
Adopted out. Give it
gone. Someone else. Sorry, it's eaten two toes. I'm sorry.
I hope he doesn't put it back in the bed after all of this.
I hope not. That's what's trending now, unfortunately. You'll find more of what's trending with Scoopla at hit.com.au, and it's all thanks to Beechwood Homes.
Oh.
Be warned if you check out that story. We have warned you many times.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.